Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Kirsty Ferrugia from Feels Like Home Professional Organisers.
And I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organised. We can't wait to share with you all our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organised.
If you'd like to engage with the podcast further, you can find us at The Art of Decluttering on Facebook.
Let's get started.
You've joined us for episode 52 of The Art of Decluttering. Today, we are talking about decluttering after divorce.
The ultimate declutter.
Yes.
As in, you just decluttered your partner. Now you can declutter your house.
Whether that's happy or sad, because sometimes it's sad.
Oh, I have no doubt that divorce is sad. But what we want to help you with, the divorce you guys can handle all on your own sums. We're
hands
totally not getting
one.
Involved in that. However, lots and lots and lots and lots of our clients come to us post a breakup.
Yes.
And want some help to declutter their home, set their new home up, set the new vibe for their family, refresh, get some freedom, shake it off, and move into a new season of their life.
Yes. Yes. It's super exciting and super honouring and super privileged space to be in.
Any of those major life changes, I think I might have said it the other week, any major life change brings with it an element of decluttering.
Yes. You said that it was
mandatory.
Mandatory. And I was,
No, I'm still sticking with mandatory.
And yes, we do feel very honoured when we're asked into people's homes. And we feel very, have I said honoured enough?
I think maybe you need to say honoured one more time.
Okay.
We would be honoured if, Kirsty, you would share with us Patreon. What's Patreon?
Oh.
Before we get into this podcast topic, we want to honour the work that you do, Kirst, and the work that we do, and honour our listeners by giving them opportunity to partner with us.
Oh, I'd love that. I love partnering. I love that people want to partner with us.
You are such a dag. Tell us about Patreon.
Why am I a dag?
Because you keep saying the same words over and over. Partner, honour, partner.
Okay, I feel very
honoured.
I was going to say honoured again.
I'm going to hand over to my podcast partner.
I feel very blessed that people would want to join with us. Here I'm finding different words.
Thesaurus.
To support us on patreon.com// Can we just tell everybody how
I think we just need to
hopeless I am? Yep. When it comes to / and /
We are up to episode 52
and barely single episode.
A week goes by where we don't have to cut Kirsty going, theartofdecluttering.com.au/. I'm like, Kirsty, it's a /. Patreon.com/. Kirsty, it's a /. I say to her, this is my rule. You're probably never going to have to say the word / on a podcast. Swipe it from your mind.
I haven't, though. I've got to tread a new path, tread a new path, tread a new path. /, /, /.
You can do it.
Patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
That's the one.
Come over there and see a fun video of Amy and I sitting in this very studio in January recording what Patreon is about and our heart for our for this podcast and our heart for you as our listeners and the excitement that we have that you would join us on the journey of creating Art of Decluttering bigger and better and more accessible to even more people and more better quality and more fun and more laughter and more craziness and more silliness and more laughing at backslashes.
Ripper Bonza.
Negatorious.
Yeah, Ripper Bonza is like the ultimate enthusiasm phrase.
I've never heard that before.
You've never heard Ripper Bonza?
No.
Do you know what? Now I'm saying it. I actually think
it's a made-up word in the Rebel.
No, it's a Greek thing.
No, it's made-up.
It's not made-up. Like, all Greek. My family growing up would say, Ripper Bonza, mate.
So I think it might be a Giorgio thing?
Could be a walk thing, mate.
Mate?
I think it's Ripper Bonza because Patreon is your way of supporting us because every week our aim is to support, encourage, inspire, teach, bring wisdom around decluttering. And it's your opportunity to come and stand alongside us to bring this podcast to the world.
Yay! And podcasts will always be free.
Yeah.
You don't have to support us. You don't have to engage with us on Facebook. You don't have to sign up for our bonus episode. You don't have to work with us. You don't have to tag your friends in a podcast. You don't have to write a review on Facebook or the iTunes. You don't have to do any of it.
We'll just keep bringing it to you because we love you.
And we do love you regardless of correct. If you do nothing or if you do all of those things that I've just mentioned.
All right. So there's so many options of how you can connect. Kirst, what? So often when people call us, it's post a divorce going through, isn't it? I don't tend to be with people as they're doing a breakup or in the midst of a breakup. It tends to be once they've kind of separated and they've moved into their own house or a partner has moved out of a house and they're ready to start fresh a new season.
Yes, I have worked with one beautiful, beautiful client in the midst of that season.
Mm.
And that was interesting and challenging for her and challenging. Yeah, challenging. They were going through the sale of their house.
Okay.
And so it brought up a lot of emotions for her because it was very sensitive and very raw season for her and very hard, very grief-filled. So I was very honoured. I don't mean that word lightly at all. It was my absolute privilege to sit with her in that time. There was lots of tears from both of us. It was I actually feel like it was one of the most sacred times I've had working as a professional organiser.
That's pretty beautiful.
Yeah, it was really, I feel, you know who you are and I'm very thankful for that, being privileged to that season of your life.
Yeah. Yeah, I've now that you're talking about that, I had one beautiful client who I've worked with on and off over the years and her partner had split and I helped her move out of their joint house into an apartment and he was coming and getting his stuff at the same time. So it was really tense and it was actually really nice to be there and support her through that and get her out and kind of talk her through some of the mindset stuff and the things that were tripping her up that day. But it is a privilege and we do love setting you up for a new season of your life. So whether it's a season that you've come out of that's a sad season, like often divorce is, or if it's an exciting season, this is really what we want to talk about today is how do you recover after divorce and what does decluttering look like post-divorce?
Yeah, and because it's such a hard season for most people, it is very, and you're doing the hard work of potentially looking after your children through this, it is very easy to become overwhelmed. You're overwhelmed in the grief that comes with separating from a partner and it's very easy to become cluttered in that season.
That's right, because your priorities are elsewhere.
Yes.
And that's actually really reasonable.
Yes, you need to have your priorities on your kids, caring for your kids, caring for yourself, being gentle and kind and gracious to yourself during this season is your number one priority. And looking after your children, if you have any, is your number one priority. So have grace for yourself if you look around after a year and go, oh my goodness, this is crazy.
Like, and that's when it's a great time to call in a professional organizer and say, do you know what? I've come out of a season of crazy. I've come out of a season of just my head not being in the home. I need some help. And so that's a really great time to come in. So what we would help you do in that time is to ask you about your vision for that next season of your life. What's your vision for your home? What's your vision for your family? What's your vision for your relationships? How do you want to be in your house? What kind of activities do you want to do in your house? What kind of friends do you want to have over? And then we just help you set that up to suit you, where you don't necessarily have to work around somebody else. It's actually you having a space to create what you have, what your vision is for your home. And then we help you go around that.
Yes, I love that. Like, it is exciting. It can, and it is about reframing, isn't it? Like reframing that situation, like as sad as it is. You know, I've worked with many clients who have gone through this, and it brings up so much grief even years down the track, like their lost life, like the vision that they had for their life is now changed. Like they thought they were on this one path and that their kids were on this journey with them, and now something's happened for whatever reason and they're no longer on that path. But it can be exciting. You get to reframe it. You get to create your own new destiny.
And there can be some really, really substantial breakthroughs when you declutter after divorce. I'm just thinking back to one of my really early clients, maybe four and a half years ago, and she contacted me and said she'd separated from her partner of, I think, 25, 30 years, 5 years earlier. She had put all of his stuff in a room and had never, ever opened the door again.
Yes.
And she wanted to sell the house, but she couldn't bring herself to open up the door and go through his stuff. And she had contacted him continuously for 5 years. Please come and get your stuff. Please. Not interested. Don't want it. And she couldn't go through it. So we spent 2 days completely clearing out his stuff. And it was really hard work for her emotionally. And, you know, she had sought his guidance. Can I throw your stuff out? He's like, I do not care about it. You've kept it for 5 years. I didn't ask you to keep it for 5 years. I don't want it. And so we got skips, but it was for her. She was then ready to move on. So she said to me at the end, I actually feel like I can move on now. Even though the door had been closed.
Yes.
It was still there. And so the breakthrough for her was incredible.
And isn't, I feel like that's happens a lot even without divorce.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that people, the relief, the freedom doesn't come until it's actually left your premises.
That's right.
Like, you can declutter a room and have it all in the garage. You might feel good when you walk into the room, but you don't feel good when you walk into the garage because it's still sitting in
your
garage.
It has to be gone.
Get it out.
Just even putting stuff in the back of the car, knowing you're taking it to the op shop, it doesn't give you that relief until it's finally gone.
Yes.
More from us in just a few minutes. Don't forget to visit our website, theartofdecluttering.com.au, and sign up for our bonus episode that's not so secret anymore. We've done episodes on linen cupboards, toys, wardrobes, pantries, jewellery, and so many more. So if you're new to The Art of Decluttering, you'll find loads of great tips like this one from the episode we did on entryways.
We keep hooks right next to our door for our keys. Mm. So that coming and going, we put our keys straight away. So if you haven't got somewhere to store your car keys, you can go as simple as what Kirsty was saying, and that's just putting a basket somewhere near the door or on top of something that you know where it is, and just make sure they always go in there. And for us, that's just hanging them up near the door.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And now back to the podcast for so many more tips and tricks.
What else do you have to offer?
Oh, for okay. So, sorry, you're looking at me and I was like, are you going to say something?
No, I'm asking okay. You.
One of the things I love doing is helping people go through their shared things.
Yes.
Because that can be really hard. Like some stuff is emotional and personal and other things are like, oh, no, I totally don't care. His mum gave that to us for our wedding and I love the platter. I'm going to keep it. So some things you get really surprised with.
Yes.
You think they're going to throw out everything that reminds them of an ex-partner and then they're like, no, I really like that. Or no, this bed is so comfortable and I don't care that he slept on the other side of it for 24 years. I want to keep this bed. And so I find that clients often surprise me, which also means that there's no rules.
Yes, there is no rules and everybody is unique. Like we say every single week, I feel like I'm on repeat. Kirsty says everyone's unique.
Because you are.
Right.
And your stories are unique.
Yes. And you can't predict people. And this is where I think it comes back to being gentle with yourself again, mm-hmm. like and knowing that this process, whether you do it with a professional organizer or not, to be gentle with yourself, to know that it's okay to sit in your mess. It's okay to sit and to grieve for the life that's no longer. And it's okay to want to have a big bonfire. Like, it's okay. Whatever, however you're feeling is okay.
We've done bonfire. Well, it wasn't bonfire. I had a client who we lit the open fire.
Awesome.
Yeah, and she burnt stuff from her ex. And for her, it was real deep cleansing.
Yes.
And so she lit the fire and she was throwing letters and cards. And it was just like that, I'm finished. That season is done. I don't want all the memories of it. And she just burnt stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Like yeah. It just seemed so deeply therapeutic.
Awesome.
I felt like I should have bought something to burn in the fire, but I didn't have anything.
And that's where it is often good to have that waiting period. Because if something traumatic happens, you don't want to go and burn all their clothes or burn everything because you haven't let things sift down and settle and really gone, well, what do I want to give honor to? Because they've been a part of your life.
Correct.
Like they may have been a long part of your life. You still might treasure some beautiful memories with them just because something's happened does not mean the baby needs to get chucked out with the bathwater necessarily. Sometimes it does, and that's why everybody's unique.
Yeah, get a skip if you need to.
Yeah, or burn a fire. A bonfire.
Yeah, have a bit of fun with it. If you're not sure whether to keep your wedding photos or photos of you together, my recommendation has been for a few clients, if you don't want to keep them, why don't you put them in your children's special box?
Yes.
So rather than keep them in your special box, because that's not special to you anymore.
Yes.
But for your children, when mum and dad got married or mum and dad had a special occasion, that might be special for them. So it kind of passes it on without then burning it and wishing in 15 years, your child actually did have a photo of the times when you were together.
Yeah. And that's what I was trying to get to with that settling process, like, and considering your children. On the flip side, you don't need to keep everything just because your child might one day in the future want it. You don't know what they like. If they never knew about it, they're not going to miss it.
No.
Like, they might miss wedding photos or they might miss a wedding ring or, like, they might want some things, but, you know, they don't need every single love letter between the two mm-hmm. of you.
Yep. And I think decluttering is a really great way to bring closure.
Hmm.
It's like the final frontier. You deal with all the emotional stuff first. And then you have the physical stuff. And side note.
Yes.
What do you do, Kirst, if you go into a client's house and there's a partner's stuff? Are you allowed to get rid of an ex-partner's stuff if they're just leaving it at your house for months on end? Do you try and make contact? Do you try and offer it to them?
Yes.
What do you do?
You definitely try and make contact with them. Let me put a caveat on that.
Go.
It depends on your relationship and how amicable and or how safe it is.
Yes.
Like if you're in a if you're domestic violence or you're not feeling safe, then maybe find a third party. Find their parents or a sister or somebody safe, or have us or have somebody safe with you when that meeting happens.
Yeah,
like
great.
Be safe. Protect yourself. Protect your children. Be protective. But yes, make contact. But like your previous client, if you have tried, if you've bust your bottom to get that back to them and they're making no effort, I don't know, maybe legally there's
maybe, I don't know legally. Let's go with professional organisingly.
Then I would say that you give them a deadline and say this needs to be picked up by this date or it is going in the skip.
Yep.
Or it is being donated or it is being, you know, recycled, whatever the ethical environmental process is for that particular
And I
item.
Would suggest if you've got large items and you haven't settled on the divorce,
yes,
please take that into consideration and speak to your lawyer before you go checking out his guitar collection.
Yeah, or getting rid of a car.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So just, you know, be smart.
Be smart. Be wise. Get other professional advice.
Be savvy.
Talk to your lawyer.
I find that for couples that got married, Kirst, similar to you and I, where they got married in their 20s, and so they were given for their weddings lots of householdy kind of stuff, it gets really difficult when, say, so this is the situation I've had where partners have left, not wanted to take any of the householdy stuff. Oh, it's fine. I'll go to Kmart, IKEA. I'll just buy a new set.
I'll hook up with my mistress and take all her, and use all her
so
stuff.
So there's a solution. So what they find, though, is that they're left with a lot of crockery and household goods from his side of the family.
Yes.
And it's really challenging to, what do I do with that? Wedding presents, do I keep them? Have you got any advice on that?
I think it comes back down to, again, the amicability of your relationship. Like if you're still really good mates, you know, and for whatever reason, you know, if you don't, yeah, then keep it. If you like it, keep it. If you don't like it, don't keep it.
You can remove that who it's from the item and just look at it. It is an item.
Yes.
Like we often say, there's not boys' toys and girls' toys because toys don't have gender. The platter or the whatever it is.
It's a platter.
It's a platter. It doesn't hold the memory. You hold the memory.
Yes.
So you get to decide the story that you tell.
Yes. So if you look at that platter and you always remember your mother-in-law who never liked you in the first place, get rid of that platter.
Yeah. No guilt and shame.
No. And peace be on that mother-in-law. but don't hold. Yeah. It depends. I think it also depends on the emotion it brings up for you.
Yep.
If you hate it, let it go. If you love it, keep it. If you love your mother-in-law, keep it.
Send it back to her if you don't love the platter but you love the mother-in-law.
Yeah.
So many options.
Yeah, so many. I think it, yeah. Does that answer your question?
It does, thank you. How do people know if they're ready to have one of us in? Or a professional organiser? Like, have you found situations where people, like that's the kind of point in their divorce journey or their separation journey where you tend to be contacted?
I would think that it is after the
settlement?
Year long, like it is after the deep grieving process.
Yeah.
And when they're actually ready to start processing their stuff because, yeah. How about you?
I find that it's usually as soon as a divorce has been settled.
Yes.
So legally, financially, there's actually a legal separation.
Yes.
I find that's when people go, they can breathe.
Yes.
That real pent up, hold your breath, what's going to come out in the wash? And that's when I find that people tend to say, all right, I'm ready. I'm ready to move on. Like there's been closure financially and emotionally and all that kind of thing. I'm ready to do the decluttering.
And that makes it easier too, because if everything's financially settled, then you don't have to query question.
Exactly.
Am I allowed to get rid of this car, guitar, you know, collection or anything, whatever? It's like settled.
Correct.
And so then you're not worried about, well, if I do that, will he come at me? Mm-hmm. She come at me,
yep,
for whatever. Like, it's, yep, settled.
And so if you are at that point in a relationship where you do feel like there's been closure, and whether it's a divorce or separation,
or you need that extra closure,
yeah, you're ready, like, for someone to come in and help at that point, please be in touch, because we would be so honoured to come and help you with that. And as you've heard, so many of our clients, particularly our women, coming out of a divorce.
Yes.
So if that's you, we would love to come and have you also alongside us, and we can help you travel that journey together.
Yeah, we'll sit and cry with you. We'll have a cup of tea with you.
And we'll work flipping hard to help you move to your next season of life.
Yeah. And we will champion you and cheer you on as we watch you become that beautiful butterfly.
Correct. And we'll help you make the hard choices.
Yes.
Yeah, we will.
We totally will.
We love it. Fist pumping in the air.
Because we love you so much.
We do.
And we are sorry for any of our listeners who have gone through a hard divorce.
Yeah, that sucks.
It sucks.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We can help you come through the other side. Because you're awesome.
You are awesome.
Your life is just going to be incredible.
You're so valuable. You have value, whether you feel like it or not.
Oh. Well, we hope that today's episode, albeit a little bit different to the kind of topics we usually tackle, we've just seen such a theme of these are the types of families that we've been helping lately. So we thought we'd just come on and share our experience of that.
Yeah. Awesome. I hope that your week is beautiful, as I'm sure Amy does.
I hope it's awesome.
Yeah. We can't wait to hang out with you next week, and we'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you've learned something awesome today, do a friend a favour and share this episode so they too can learn the art of decluttering. You can find me, Amy, over at simplyorganized.net or on Facebook as Simply Organized PO.
You can find me, Kirsty, over at feelslikehome.net.au or on Facebook as Feels Like Home PO. Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, theartofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there. If you love what you hear, we'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes.
We hope you've enjoyed listening and that you've learned some tips to help you declutter and keep your home organised.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.